Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Greg Rothwell, Chief Procurement Officer of the Department of Homeland Security. And joining us in our conversation is Todd Wiseman. Well, Greg, in this last segment, we'd like you to be somewhat reflective given all that you've sort of talked about. And let's start by thinking about creating the Office of Procurement Operations. What are some of the lessons learned that you've identified in that process?
Well, I think, I'm not too sure how many lessons there were. I mean, as we came to Homeland Security and we realized we had this huge operational need, I was able to go to leadership and basically argue that we needed this office and got approval to have it. I don't really know of any specific lessons. I mean, there was an operational need that wasn't foreseen, and I give a lot of credit to Homeland Security's flexibility for allowing us to quickly build it. So I can't really say that there was a lesson learned there other than I think, ideally it would have been thought of before, but it just simply wasn't.
One of the things you've talked a lot about is getting everybody together, unifying and integrating these people. How about some lessons learned and some of the management challenges of just sort of going and executing that?
Well, I feel like the key is just to always be very, very respectful of the people that you're working with, because everybody has a perspective. And so when you think about these 8 procurement offices that came together, they all had different backgrounds. Before Homeland Security, they all had different bosses. They all showed up, and for me, I think the lesson for all of us to learn is that everybody had value and everybody's perspective was legitimate. And then as you start to work through it, you were able to start to build consensus and to affect change. So to me, I just think that the stylistic lesson is to be respectful that people have been in this profession quite a while, and even though there may be different approaches to a problem, there's a lot of ways to get to the same, to a good solution.
Does that translate into a lot of communication with everybody about what needs to be done? I'd be interested in sort of how you actually went about getting that message out.
It is a lot of communication. It's a lot of one-on-one meeting with people, trying to understand what their operational challenges were, and everybody had different operational challenges. Some people were organizationally placed too low in the organization. Others were understaffed significantly. Others were there were just a whole range of problems. So meeting with people one-on-one, trying to understand their operational environment, but more importantly for me has always been trying to understand them as a person. So what is it that motivates them? What is it that is going to actually cause them to want to help in this great endeavor? And I think we were all very effective to do that. The procurement profession is just one I'm very proud of. These folks really have not done anything that I would view as turf-oriented or which is really neat, because when you think of why Homeland Security was even created, it was created to basically protect the homeland. And so the number of meetings that I've been in where people have set aside their personal or their turf issues in order to try to figure out something for the good of the whole has really been very inspiring.
And how was that done? Because I want to push on that, because one of the things people are reluctant to do in any organization, government too, is integrate for fear of their own, sort of stovepipe issues. So how was that worked through in this case?
Well, one of the things that I've learned in other agencies is that anytime you want to bring about change, and this just may be something unique to the public sector, but anytime you want to bring about change, if you can cause people to realize that they will not be personally harmed, they will absolutely get on board. So that is really the commitment that I had to folks, is that if you help support this, and that just isn't reactive support, it's very proactive support, best thoughts, best advice, then no matter what happens, you will not be professionally or personally harmed in this process. So that is just a strategic thing that I've seen in other agencies that I've been in, and it just certainly works.
How do you envision the Office of Procurement Operations in 5 to 10 years, Greg?
Well, older. Todd, good question. No, I would just hope that in 5 to 10 years or 5 years, it would be world class. I mean, there are some really top-notch procurement operations within government. I happen to think that I had the honor of working for one at the Internal Revenue Service. I would really like to think that in 5 to 10 years it would be a world-class operation, and that when companies are meeting and talking about experiences among government, that Homeland Security be one of the one that they're really speaking well of.
What are the significant challenges you think the office faces in the near future, and how do you plan to overcome those?
I think we've articulated most of the challenges. I mean, if I had to just kind of go through them, one would be I have to stand up this Office of Procurement Operations that we talked about that's supporting the $2.2 billion program. We've received approval to hire 127 people. We've hired about 40, so we have a little over 80 vacancies there, 87 vacancies that we're trying to fill. Huge challenge trying to manage a $2.2 billion program with not enough people. Very big challenge. The second one is this creating this Information Technology Acquisition Center. That will be the most incredible enabler for the CIO to basically help on all those very important IT issues. The third for me would be creating that one DHS in terms of the behavior that we talked about. The fourth one would be projecting that behavior in terms of one face to the industry. And then the fifth one that was also asked by Paul is creating this world-class grant management program. I mean, when you think that, you know, that the DHS procurement piece is $11 billion, but the grant piece is $14 billion, it is clearly in the country's best interest for us to have a world-class grant management system.
And we've talked about this a little bit, too, in terms of how industry, what their role will be in the changes that you're championing at DHS. Are there any other changes you see in the partnership between the private and public sector or needs for change?
I don't think so, Todd. I mean, when you think about how the private sector can help, there's always the classic help in terms of being a good partner. When you get a contract, deliver on it. I don't remember who said it, but somebody once said that great men like great countries keep their word. When you have a contract, keep your word. I mean, that is a big help. But beyond that, prospectively, as I think about the challenges we have, advice and insight is very, very important. Companies have gone through mergers and acquisitions. Companies have experience with what we're going through. And the willingness of many companies to step forward and spend time with us on the calendar has been very much appreciated.
Greg, you've had a long and interesting career you've described for us, so I ask you to sort of be reflective here and think about what advice would you give to a person, perhaps a young person who's going to join your procurement office, interested in a career in public service?
Well, I would be a great supporter. I mean, I always advise young people to consider public service, and I guess I mean I have a real passion about it, and I'll try to explain. I think public service is just incredibly interesting. It's incredibly fun. I can't think of anything where a young person could get more experience doing something than in public service. When I think of what the people do in the Coast Guard and the young people that are out on those cutters, they can be 21 years old. It's unbelievable. When I think about the service to the Secret Service or FEMA and all these public service things, I can't think of anything that is more rewarding than public service. The other thing I would say is that public service is not charity work. It pays very well. If you take the time to understand the pay and the benefits and everything, it does pay very, very well. So, you know, for me, I mean, I can tell you, I have enjoyed what I've done. I would rather do what I've done than make $1 million selling mayonnaise. I just really like what I'm doing.
Well, Greg, that'll have to be our last question. Todd and I want to thank you for squeezing us in your very busy schedule.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. Todd, I very much appreciate it. I mean, if people want to find out more about the Homeland Security and some of the opportunities there, whether they be business or employment, there is the www.dhs.gov, and I would certainly welcome people to go and check that out. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Greg Rothwell, Chief Procurement Officer at the Department of Homeland Security. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.